With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Emmanuel Macron has announced his choice for France's next prime minister in a bid to end months of political turmoil.
After a week of consultations with the various parties, President Macron has made his choice and France finally has the prospect of a new government. François Bayrou is one of the most experienced figures in French politics, a former education minister from the 1990s and a three times centrist candidate for the presidency. His MoDem party, with more than 30 MPs, is part of President Macron's camp. But now Mr. Bayrou's got the task of forming new alliances with groupings in parliament on the left and right. It's not going to be easy.
Also at SRNnews.com, after talks with officials in Turkey, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Mideast nations to support a peaceful Syrian political transition.
We're very focused on Syria, very focused on the opportunity that now is before us and before the Syrian people to move from out from under the shackles of Bashar al-Assad to a different and better future for the Syrian people, one that the Syrian people decide for themselves.
Russia has launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says Russia has fired 93 cruise and ballistic missiles and almost 200 drones in yesterday's bombardments. He says it is one of the heaviest bombardments of the country's energy sector since Russia's full-scale invasion almost 3 years ago. Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to state a shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. The Supreme Court says it will take up a business-backed appeal that could make it easier to challenge federal regulations acting in a dispute related to California's nation-leading standards for vehicle emissions. This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor has touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs, but business groups said the rule change would have driven up their costs, reduced their flexibility, decreased participation. Republican State General has objected the federal program over its focus on advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Biden administration has given approval for the sale of oil and gas leases in Alaska.
This will leave the door open for drilling in a portion of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The sale will be held next month, less than 2 weeks before Biden leaves office. It will include a fraction of the land total that was available for bidding roughly 4 years ago in a lease sale under the Trump administration. A 2017 law mandated lease sales in the refuge's coastal plain by late 2024, but has not led to oil drilling yet. It's unclear if that will change with approval for a new sale. John Scott reporting.
President-elect Trump is offering his support for the dock workers union before their contract expires next month in Eastern and Gulf Coast ports. He posted on social media Thursday that he met with union leaders and that any further automation of the ports would harm workers. He wrote that the amount of money saved is nowhere near the distress, hurt, and harm it causes American workers. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.